A personal message from the Editor-in-Chief, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith. Study to Avoid Deception. Read by Chris Leonard. The highly regarded modern philosopher Soren Kierkegaard, in his Attack Upon Christendom, wrote, quote, "The Christianity of the New Testament simply does not exist. Millions of people through the centuries have little by little cheated God out of Christianity, and have succeeded in making Christianity exactly the opposite of what it is in the New Testament." End quote. So each of us needs to prove what we believe by really studying the Bible. We need to accept what the Bible says rather than reading our own preconceived ideas into the Bible. Think for a moment. Why is professing Christianity divided into more than 400 competing denominations and sects? How do churches calling themselves Christian have so many differing beliefs and practices? Could it be that God is the author of confusion? Or might there be another explanation? Many shall deceive. Consider the warning Christ himself gave in Matthew 24, verse 5. "For many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Jesus did not say here that only some would come in his name, but rather that many shall come. They come as Christian preachers, proclaiming Jesus as the Christ, yet deceiving many. In other words, there was to be a mass deception based on the false teachings of the many who would claim to come in Jesus' name. Frankly, it is easy for religious teachers to appropriate the Son of God's name as a cloak for their personal doctrine, whether or not what they say has any relationship at all to the real Jesus' life or teachings. That is why the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 21, "Prove all things and hold fast that which is good." Each one of us is responsible to check up on the doctrines we are taught, whatever the source. Do not make careless assumptions. Be sure you know what the Bible really says. Paul further admonishes, "For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." That's 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4. In other words, Paul feared that some of the church members of his day would fall prey to counterfeit ministers and would come to accept a false gospel about a false Christ. What about you? Is it possible that you have put up with another Jesus? Might you have been deceived into believing it in a false portrayal of Christ, along with a false message merely purported to have come from the true Jesus? How can we know what is true and what is not? Again, we need to truly study the Bible to attain genuine understanding. We need to be willing to open-mindedly consider if we have been following the traditions of men rather than the commandments of God. That's Matthew 15, verse 3. How to study. As we study the Bible, we need to learn to let the Bible interpret the Bible. In other words, if something seems unclear, then we should let the plain, clear verses help us understand those that are not clear. We need to learn also to study the Bible straight through, like we would any other book. Many simply skip around here and there and read sentimental verses of encouragement. While this may help you at times, it does not give you genuine understanding of the whole plan and purpose of God, which he reveals in his instruction manual for mankind, the Holy Bible. Begin by studying the Gospel of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. Read right through Matthew slowly, marking what you feel are important verses. Then, the next day, review these verses you have studied and read slowly, meditating and marking a few more chapters. In this way, you will become familiar with what the Bible actually says, not what misguided men may tell you that it says. In fervent personal prayer, ask God for understanding. Be willing to follow the Christianity of Christ no matter what. Always remember the Apostle Paul's vital statement, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's Galatians 2, verse 20. Through the promised Holy Spirit, will Christ live the same kind of life in you that he lived more than 1,900 years ago in the human flesh? Hebrews 13, verse 8 tells us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did Christ keep the Ten Commandments while he was in the human flesh? John 15:10 tells us, I have kept my Father's commandments. So where did you get your religion? How did you come to believe the things that you believe? Did you find your religious concepts in the Bible? Or did you get your religious ideas from family and friends? Frankly, most people do not get their religion out of the Bible. It may hurt to have to admit that, but it can easily be proved in the vast majority of cases. Will you change? It is very difficult for most people to admit that they have been wrong. Human pride just does not want to do that. Yet, according to the inspired Word of God, that is the beginning point of true Christianity. When Jesus Christ began his ministry, he told his listeners over and over, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It's Matthew 4, verse 17. And the Gospel of Mark tells us, "Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" That's Mark 1, verses 14 through 15. Again, Jesus later said in Luke 13, verse 5, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The word repent means to change. Yet again, most people are not willing to admit that they have been wrong, and they certainly do not want to change. As Sir Winston Churchill said, speaking before the House of Commons, quote, "Men occasionally stumble over the truth, but most of them pick themselves up and hurry off as if nothing has happened," end quote. If God has made it clear how to have his rich financial blessings, will you do what he requires to have them? Read my article, "Will God Bless You and Your Finances?" on page 5 of this issue. And will you follow Christ's command to watch as end-time prophesied events begin to be fulfilled at an even faster pace as we approach the time of Christ's return? Read Mr. Richard Ames's article, "Prophetic Trends for 2015," on page 10 of this issue. Read every article in this issue and study the scriptures each author cites. Scripture is the very mind of God in print, and as you become more familiar with the Word of God and learn how to apply it in your life, you will grow closer to your Savior and experience His blessings as never before. So do not miss this great opportunity that God is giving you to learn and change and grow. As the end of this age approaches, may God help you genuinely study His inspired Word and prove what you believe from the Bible. Then you will be on a solid foundation, and you will come to genuinely know God and the resurrected Jesus Christ as God's right hand in a way you have never experienced before. Please request the Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. You can request this course on our tomorrowsworld.org website, and as always, all of our literature is free of charge and available to you upon special request on audio CD.